stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron updates week 3 already. I cannot believe it. We're just going to dive right in. Across the table from me, I'm Smelty, of course. Like always.
The one and the only.
But across the table from me, our co-host, Rob. Rob, it was a fun week for us Vikings fans. Matt's also a Vikings fan. We'll get to our guest, Ben. Rob,
yeah, it was a really really fun week. It was kind of a show me week, I think, for everybody. After the first week performances, there was a couple games that went complete opposite what you would have thought of, and then there's a couple 0-2 teams at the beginning of the year you wouldn't think, and then there's a couple 2-0 teams. So we'll get into that a little bit later. So it was an interesting, fun week.
Yeah, heck yeah, absolutely. Back with us again, we're blessed to have Matt for week three.
Yeah, fire up, dude. I'm happy to be here.
I mean, is it like this?
No, it's kind of like a rock on thing.
You gotta get the thumb in it, though.
Thumb in it, all right.
Possibly.
All
right. Just think of Spider-Man and lift up.
Sometimes it can be fire a hang up. Loose, but I mean, fire up, dude. Last week was great. I had a lot of fun with you guys. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited to be here again.
I'm jacked up.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to talk football, man.
Nice.
Here we go.
Awesome. Excellent to have you back again with us. And then making a return this season, who is a Packer fan. Oh, sorry. Can't even say the word Packer. But, almost came again.
That's what she said.
Whoa. But, Ben, thanks for coming again.
Hey, it's an honor to be back. I had a lot of fun last time.
So. Yeah, not a lot to talk about with the Packers, I know.
Hey, might be a rough start, but we'll get it figured out.
We'll get to it. With that, let's go ahead and start off our 5-game recap. And starting it right off, of course, we're starting with the Vikes. The Vikes proving a lot of people wrong.
A lot of the experts wrong.
The Vikings are 2-0. Matt, you're fired up, so why don't you tell us your... Tell us how fired up you are about the Vikes right now.
Yeah, my snippet. I mean, we go back to what I said. I mean, Sam Darnold looked great.
Yes, he did.
Will he be a top 10 quarterback? To me, yes. Maybe not to other people.
In your heart?
In my heart, he is.
He's been saying it for months.
March 13th is the date, so let's just fact check me later on it.
March 13th?
We look good. I mean, I told you that. I mean, the 49ers are good. Nick Bosa actually still played pretty okay.
Allegedly, he was getting hold on every play.
Sure,
if you
whatever.
Go look at anything San Francisco related on social media,
still biased.
He's going up against the second best left tackle in the league.
Yeah, Brian O'Neill.
There might be a couple, but
correct. And that 97-yard pass, man, was
epic.
I mean, does that not look like a top 10 quarterback?
Yeah, and that's not like a throw you typically would make on a single high safety like that.
Absolutely not.
From your 3-yard line.
Correct.
That's 97 yards.
Simple
if you
math
look
there,
back,
buddy.
You see the Paul Allen thing?
I'll get to you.
He got after it.
I have not seen Paul Allen's call yet.
It's great.
It's great. Yeah,
it's amazing.
I look it up.
And then you go to Jalen Naylor filling in for Jordan Addison. I feel like he's been pretty decent. So
yeah, he stepped up, I believe, too. Yeah.
His best play, I know he had the seam, but his best play for me is coming up and blocking real quick for JJ. Now, could JJ have gotten the end zone? Probably, but like, it's an effort for me.
I agree.
I love to see it. The guy's been working hard to like actually make the roster. He did finally make the roster, a couple years ago, but he's been real low on the depth chart, finally getting a chance to shine. He's a speedy guy.
Yeah.
I only know him because he was Michigan State, and I'm a Michigan State and Gopher fan. Leave me alone about
That's
it.
That's weird. But...
Leave me alone about
and
it.
And a Chargers fan. What aren't you a fan of?
Winners.
Oh, yeah. Shots fired.
Oh. Hey, at least you can say I'm not a bandwagon fan. That's
fair,
messed up.
Fair.
That is
he is a Vikings
up.
Fan.
I'm giving you the whole hand right now.
He's taking that to heart.
No. Wow. Winners.
Well, you put it on the tee, so I was going to hit it. So.
I did not put that to tee.
Playing softball.
Oh, man. Anyway. Rob, Vikes.
Yeah, Vikes are nice. Even on that play with Naylor, like as a coach, you love seeing that on tape. There's nothing better. But also on that play, did you guys see the ref?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, he was hauling downfield.
That was like the almost like the little caveat to the thing. The way he like adjusted and then outran
and backpedaled at the end.
The hips and then that was really cool. But Vikings, they ran the ball nice. The Arnold was pretty consistent most of the day. And the defense just gave Purdy fits all day long. Different looks, different schemes. Brian Flores has got it going right now. So, yeah, I mean, we should actually at the end of that, if Jones doesn't fumble at that one, we're up 27-7. And it's a whole different conversation that we blew them out almost.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, I don't want to keep talking about the Vikes, but what about San Francisco? What should they be concerned about losing a game like this? Are they concerned about anything at all, or is it just like, yeah, we took our L, we messed up, regroup, we're still the best team in the NFC?
You go. You
should. All right. I think it's more McCaffrey and Debo being out hurts them more than, okay, we lost that game, but yeah, we don't have our best players, but you still can't use that as an excuse.
But Debo played most of the game.
I know, but him going down now for the future games is going to hurt a lot more. So they just have to find a way to figure it out and next man up.
Like I think it's just Shanny. Shanny and Flores, they just got their number with KOC. I mean, we won four in a row.
I think
two against KOC?
In regular season.
In the last 2 years. So
I think so.
Yeah, I would agree with you. McCaffrey is definitely, it takes an element, I think, out of it. But Mason's been looking really nice for
Mason
them, too.
Mason still went for 100 yards.
Mason looks fine. But, if you just think about it, I mean, football's just a game of just a play here and there. I think it was just an out-coached game. I think it was truly there were two very good teams. It's a 6-point difference. It could have gone either way at any point.
It could have, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sam Darnold beat in the take that was last week. Sam Darnold played for the 49ers last year. Okay, so what did he bring to the table for KOC? Say this is how they do it. And on top of just KOC game planning for his own team or Brian Flores game plan for his own team, I think maybe just the Vikings are great coaches.
I agree.
And I'm not biased. That's like a real thing.
But Josh Dobbs is with the Niners, too, on the other side. So, like,
he could have.
You know, should that almost equal the playing field of inside information?
I mean, there was something
he
saw.
He is an astronaut.
It was Sam Darnold. He was talking about how he learned from Brock Purdy and just how he studied the game. So I think even though he's a veteran, he's still learning the game, and it's helping him progress. And now that he's got a team around him, he's showing what you've said is potentially a top 10 quarterback. Like he's got the system around him now, and not necessarily just the system, but the trust and the confidence in everyone in him.
It's interesting you bring that up because now I just totally lost my thought. Wow.
Well, it's just the confidence. This is like the big thing he was talking about is he's just, you know, when you play with confidence, you know, 1, 2, 3, he knows that route. He knows where he's going with the ball. And they just that you play different football when you play with confidence or any other sport.
Yeah, and I mean, I always tell my football kids, like, it's not the gameplay. If you play with 100% effort, it will make up for 100% of the mistakes. You just go hard, you play hard, it'll ease its way out. I think they played a great game, and we just keep rolling the dice, man.
Keep rolling the dice.
Yeah, I mean, that pump block by Ham was kind of
that was
one of that first plays in that first half that really...
That's where you felt the momentum shift.
Yes, I would totally agree. Even though we only got a field goal out of that play, but it was like, all right, we started off hot early, and you know, and then when we got up 10 off that fourth and turnover and downs right there.
Correct, yep.
And that's where Van Winkle got a hand on the ball on that little out route,
the same little rocket screen that they threw.
I think it was a dig. That was a different play that you're talking about. Yep. But it was on the goal line on that fourth down play. I think they were going to Jenkins on that play, and he just got his hand on it a little bit and broke up the timing of it. And then the 97-yarder happened after that, and then it was game on.
It was game on. With that, the Vikings did win that game. But I did not remember what I was going to say about Sam Darnold. I don't know. Completely blanked it out, so I'll try to remember it for
you
next
were just
time.
Saying he was a top 10 quarterback.
But, that's
top 15 is what I'm sticking with. But
see, and I think is a more fair assessment. I
agree with you. Yeah.
Like right now, he's showing the top 10 quarterback, but can he sustain that the whole season?
Yeah, I think we just didn't lose anything from losing Kirk Cousins and going to Sam Darnold.
You know I don't think so either.
If anything, we got a little bit more athletic at the position, slightly. than Kirk Cousins, but that's about it. You know what I mean? Like if he
Have a healthy Sam Darnold versus a recovering Kirk Cousins.
For sure. But if he can give us Kirk Cousins numbers or better, I think the Vikings are fine. I think, and with what Brian Flores is doing on the defense, who knows?
Well, even Brock Purdy was telling Flores, like, your defense is crazy.
Yeah, at the end of the, they caught that on the mic.
He said, your scheme is crazy.
Yep.
Really? Oh, that's what I was going to say. Really quick, and then we got to move on. Dang. I was going to say, it is crazy that Sam Darnold, as a veteran, was saying that he was learning how Purdy studies the game. And the fact that you're a veteran and you're that open to learning what a young guy's doing, I think that's crazy. I think that speaks volumes about...
It shows his leadership.
You're about the game. You're leader. You're...
Because not only are you teaching him, but you're allowing him to be able to teach you as well.
For sure.
And I think that's what makes a good leader is you take... Your guys will take the good from you, and you got to do the same. Show them the same respect. Take the good from them.
For sure.
They will teach you a thing or two.
For sure.
I just want to add, too, as a Vikings fan, one thing that's really like a positive thing, we're down Addison right now.
Yep.
We're down TJ.
Yep.
We don't have all our weapons right now. So with Naylor, Powell, the rest of them stepping in, it's the vibes are the vibes. And then the 50 Cent song in the locker room afterwards, like that team just looks big. They're ready. It's feeling different right
Rob,
now.
Rob, are you about to skull chant right now?
Nah, I was about to. Can't contain it. Me and Aaron Jones, you know, gets us going.
Buddy, let's go.
All right. Let's move into your Packers. We'll go over who picked what and update you on the Banter with the Boys standings before we move into our tent talk. But Ben, your Packers won 16-10.
Josh Jacobs looked great.
Well, they finally fed him the rock.
I mean, yeah, like he more had like 30 carries.
Yeah,
It was
151 yards.
But he looked really good, and I think that's what helped Malik get comfortable too. And sure, they were doing, you know, short passes, medium passes, nothing too crazy. But it was getting him into a rhythm, into feeling like, all right, this is going to be the life for the next couple of weeks while Love is gone. Like, I better get used to it and
do we have
find yourself in that
offense.
Do we
have
offense.
An update on Love's status, Packer fan?
It's probably going to be at least a few weeks.
Still a few weeks? Is that what you're getting through your Twitter
I haven't
feed?
Heard anything new, but I would, based on what he's got, I would say it's going to be a couple weeks.
Okay.
I mean, do you think Malik Willis will be able to be that viable option that'll hold you through those few weeks?
Based on his mobility, too. Like, you saw the difference that made just being able to extend plays. Like, even if it's a dump off, you give yourself another second or two to find somebody, or you can run it 20 yards downfield.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I mean, Sam Bradford had a life on dump off passes.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Hey, if he would have stayed healthy, Sam Bradford would have had a heck of a career. Like, fully healthy.
He still did, but anyway.
Better. But, yeah.
Yeah, he was the last crop of quarterbacks to get the big rookie contracts in the draft.
Yeah, I think he was the last one.
He was the last one.
But I do want to say I would like to see the Packers throw the ball just slightly more. I know it's Malik.
I agree.
I know it's Malik Willis.
14 attempts.
14 attempts.
I'm sorry to steal your
And that's not enough.
And no, you're good. But like Josh Jacobs at 32 carries, at some point you got to bring that number back down. I get it this week for Malik Willis' first game. Great idea. Let him run the rock. But I'd bring that back down to like...
You got
to
find more of a balance.
At least closer to like 25, man. Like for me, like...
Yeah, you don't want to break him the first time you have him.
For sure. And I just looked it up. Yeah, it could be, you know... Do they play the Titans this week? Yeah, they do.
They
the Packers do play the Titans. So
revenge game.
LaFleur was saying, like, if Love was healthy enough, he would like to have him at practice, and so far he hasn't been there. So maybe that's an idea that Malik's going to get another start. But, as far as the Colts go, disappointing.
Very
that's
disappointing.
A super disappointing game for them. Super winnable game. Not taking nothing away from the Packers, but without Jordan Love, you have to win that game if you're the Colts. Especially in that division, if you want to stay afloat a little bit at this point, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they did. I feel like they just didn't come out. They got their literally punched in the mouth right away with that Josh Jacobs running game.
For sure.
And then when Forrest Buckner went down, I don't know if that just took out all the air out of that defense, and they just got literally destroyed on the line.
And I'm not like discrediting the Packers defense by any means. They played great. You know,
no, they made good plays.
You kept AR in check.
True.
You know what I mean?
But that's back to Anthony Richard going 50% from the field there, too. You know, is that
with three picks?
With three picks, you know.
They weren't as bad as Caleb Williams' picks this week. But They were pretty bad.
They were pretty bad. You calling a bust already on
Caleb Williams?
Oh, yeah. Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson, no. But Caleb Williams, just because I heard the name, yeah, bust.
Okay.
Oh, boy. We'll table that. That could be a conversation.
Put one in the back pocket. I mean, so how much do we know of Anthony Richardson is the thought, right?
Because not enough yet.
Not enough.
And true. So we're on this train of what we saw last year where he was like, Anthony Richardson balled out. A lot of teams didn't account for him. Now you go into this week. We saw week one. Week one's okay. We go into week two against the Packers where we all thought he was still this last year kind of guy, but we still don't know. Like, teams are starting to get to know him. Like, they're scheming for him.
Yep.
I mean, he threw three picks, right? But 200 yards, three picks, that's yard-wise is great. Picks-wise, not great. Jonathan Taylor threw more, or not threw more, but he ran more. He got about 100 yards. We don't know enough about Anthony Richardson yet to say, hey, he's going to be a top quarterback.
Nowhere near enough. He played four games last year. I had to look it up. I know it wasn't many, but he only played four games last year.
So he's going to have these learning curves. He's in his sophomore year. He's going to have these learning curves. So against the Packers defense, it actually is pretty solid. Malik Willis going for 12 or 14 for whatever, and they ran Josh Jacobs 32 yards. How do you?
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Jacobs is used to that load back in the Raiders, so.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true. At least he's a little bit used to it. So you can get away with it in the short term, but over the course of a season for sure. Just a bad idea for any running back.
No.
But how do the Colts go into that game and not load the box and just go make him throw the ball?
Right.
Like, that's what I don't get about that game is he only had 14 attempts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to put 9, 10 in the box and just man to man on the outside.
Yeah, what do you think's coming?
Right.
You know, like
he's been on the team for a month. You know? So, like, he doesn't know the whole offensive scheme yet. So, they should have accounted for at least slants, digs, short routes, dump offs, and 32 attempts from Josh Jacobs. But anyway, they'll figure it out. They'll be fine.
But, you know, the Packers home game, that place was rocking. So, Lambeau's got this own mystique to it.
For
you
sure.
know, it was Anthony's just his first time playing there.
Mm.
You know, that's something to do with it.
He's just lucky he got nice weather for it.
He did.
For a first time.
It's the right time of season to go to Lambeau right now. Yeah, it is.
Especially for your first game.
Just parting thought for the Colts. I mean, Jonathan Taylor did have 12 carries on 103 yards. That's a great day for him. Mm-hmm. So.
Packers have always had a hard time stopping the run, and it never changes.
They held AR in check at least a little bit, but he still averaged 9.3 yards a carry too. So
yeah, it's too much.
There's that. But the Packers get away with a win. I'm going to recap the standings at the end, but none of us here chose the Packers to win that game. A Jordan Loveless game. We thought Loveless. We thought for sure the Packers would take that, but. I mean, I'm sorry. Thought for sure the Colts would take that, and we were wrong. So
yeah, I did not see that coming. Mm-hmm. You know, and we talked about it with feeding the rock to Josh Jacobs, and you know
that's exactly what they did,
and that's why I'm so surprised the Colts didn't see it coming.
Right.
I mean, the way it looked like he was running, though, even if you saw it coming, they still couldn't stop it.
True.
Yeah,
for sure. Let's move on. Bills traveling to Miami. That was a little bit of a surprise for me.
For me.
I know a couple of us thought that the Bills would win this game, including Matt and Rob. Whoop-de-doo. Jake, who's not here this week, and I thought the Dolphins would pull that off. I was skeptical of it, but I still thought it would be close in the worst-case scenario. Like, if the Dolphins lost, I figured it would be close. I did not expect this. Yes, Tua went down the third quarter, and we'll touch on Tua a little bit later, but holy crap. Like, I'm worried about the defense in Miami right now is my biggest concern.
They didn't
put points up either, but I'm worried about that defense personally. Gotta get pressure on the quarterback, man.
Yeah.
Gotta get pressure on the quarterback.
You give Josh Allen any kind of time, he's going to tear you up.
So, Josh Allen's interesting for me. I don't hate the guy. I know your wife loves him.
Loves him.
But
love him too. Love him a lot.
For me, Josh Allen is kind of like, wow. This isn't a hot take. I'm just saying, Josh Allen, as far as regular season play goes, reminds me a little bit, except for this week, of Dak Prescott. Super good regular season, gets to the playoffs, can't quite get over the hump. We see it with a lot of good quarterbacks, though. You know what I mean? Lamar Jackson's in that boat too. At this point, great regular season, can't get over that hump. So for him to go out and ball out, what did he do? 13 for 1,939 yards, one touchdown. It's not really balling out, but it's.
But he didn't throw in the second half, so
he didn't need to.
I mean, they were up 24 to what, 10
and a half? Efficient. You know? It's efficient, quality, good yards. It's something I expect from him. You know what I mean? So that's my only issue with Josh Allen. I like the guy. He's a threat on the ground. He's a hard guy to tackle.
I mean, but if you want to get to the playoffs, you got to win games.
Yeah. You do, 100%. I agree.
Doesn't matter if he balls out or not. If he's going to win you the game.
I'm going to bring this up when we hit playoffs. When the Bills do make the playoffs, I'll bring this up later and be like, first round exit. I don't know.
No, that's not happening.
Why? Are they going to buy? We'll table it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
I mean, Achan played a nice game for them. The Dolphins just never seemed to get anything going in the first quarter. They're punted a lot. And then James Cook absolutely took the game over. You know,
100%.
You know, like once they got up 24 early in the first half, I mean, it was pretty much a blowout from there. And then at the end of the game, unfortunately, Tua going down with trying to make a first down play and ends up with a concussion. So it's going to be a difficult few weeks, I think, for the Dolphins moving forward.
100%. I was going to save this for news, but we might as well bring it up now. They just signed, not Jacoby.
Ryan Tannehill.
No, they did not, actually. They just brought in Tyler Huntley. From the Ravens.
I saw practice squad. Yeah.
So I figured that's interesting a little bit. So maybe
Skylar Thompson is scheduled to start.
He's probably the guy to start. Yeah.
He
didn't play that bad last year when he had to come in.
Yeah. He
again,
played three games.
Like good
he played a playoff
win.
Game, too.
Yeah, good enough to win. And didn't he win the playoff game?
I don't know.
I think they did.
Against the Jets.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, won that? Yep. I mean, it looks like Adam Thielen back there ready to throw a ball. It's really number 19.
It is
arm
weird.
Sleeve.
It is weird.
You know, they do need to find a viable backup for Miami.
I mean, the Ryan Tannehill is an interesting. He's the best, quote unquote, free agent.
He has history there with the Dolphins. But yeah. Tom Brady, yeah,
he lives there.
I don't think the money's there. For Tannehill, I think Huntley's a decent thing to get him to where they need to be. I mean, a concussion truly is what? How many weeks? Not a whole season, but with his situation, again, I would
I believe
taken
they were
going
to place him on IR if they haven't already.
They have,
and it's so. What was that?
That's a minimum of four.
Minimum four. But again, where that situation ends up lying, sure, but they may need to find something else other than Trevor Huntley. Tyreek didn't.
Not Trevor. Yeah. Oh, Tyler.
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, sorry.
T Huntley.
Sorry. You're fine. Good.
We don't need first names here.
Well, I think Skyler's going to get the start.
Yeah,
but.
I think it's interesting on McDaniels how he adjusts his offense now.
Sure.
It can't be the open, throw it down the field, and you go back to more establishing the run game, more little quick, you know, bubble screens, jet screens, what
Rocket
I just learned,
screens,
pocket screens, stuff like that, versus the downfield plays. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, his coaching adjustment to see how the Dolphins can stay in it.
Yeah, I see it. I mean, I see a lot of like jet motions or little chest passes as they motion over, which would be a passing yards for the said quarterback. Just get those playmakers in space, let them play. Hen, keep handing him the rock. They'll be okay until they have to make a decision. So Miami, I don't count them out yet.
It's a tough road ahead.
Yeah, they
got work to do. So we'll kind of forget about Miami for a little bit. We got Buffalo 2 weeks in a row in primetime games. So we'll see what they're about.
They got
Jaguars, and then they go play in Baltimore on Sunday Night Football in 2 weeks. I think that'll be their test.
That'll be a good game.
That'll be their test. Let's keep it moving, though. We got a lot to talk about today. So Bucks traveling to Detroit. Another game that the entire crew up here got wrong. We thought Detroit at home for sure. It was tough, though. I know Rob and I both kind of thought about it a little bit, but we did go Detroit, figuring that they would get it done. Baker Mayfield and company got it done. That defense looked good, too, for the Tampa Bay.
Yes, they did.
I think Jared Goff forced a lot of throws. He didn't particularly play his best, but Baker Mayfield just looks different in Tampa.
He does.
It's the same thing with the Sam Darnold conversation we had. Just the confidence in people having in him. Look how much of a difference it is from his time in Cleveland to here. He started getting that when he was with the Rams, too.
Yeah, and Cleveland wrecks quarterbacks.
How many have they had?
Worse than the Panthers?
No, they're up there, too. That's a good conversation.
Yeah.
That's a different combo.
But Jared Goff was he was forcing a lot of throws. I mean, he threw the ball 55 times. He still went over 307 yards. I would hope so if you're throwing the ball 55 times in the game. But yeah, he was forcing throws, which led to a couple of those picks.
A lot of bad picks at bad times.
You know, David Montgomery wasn't as sharp this week. Gibbs picked up a little bit for him, but
Gibbs looked great.
He did. He did. I mean, he is who we thought he was too. You know, 100%. We know what Gibbs is going to give you, and that's a great 1-2 combo. It just wasn't enough this week. It just wasn't enough. Aiden Hutchinson
is going to be a problem.
Yeah, he had an awesome
for a long
game.
Time.
Oh my God!
Did you guys see the field goal play at the end of the first half?
Mm-mm.
So they got a too many men on the field.
Oh yeah,
penalty
with the 10-second runoff.
Yeah, so Campbell came out in the press conference after and said this game is all on me because the offense was already out there, and then they started it.
Yeah, they were going to try to spike it, but the field goal team was coming on at the same time. So by the time they snapped it, there was like 18 guys on the field.
And then they did the 10-second runoff, and then the half ended. Was over.
So
that's
so they
three
got
points,
no points
right there. That,
yeah.
And that's maybe a different game in the second half.
Yeah.
When you don't need a touchdown at the end of the game, you just need a field goal.
Yeah, I like Dan 100%. Campbell, though. At least he can accept when he messes up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, should you always take the blame as a head coach? Probably not. I don't know. I don't know. I've never been a head coach.
But on that play,
you got to ride the line. But I just love how he owns it. You know, when he messes up, he owns that. And he really like puts the team on his shoulders, I feel like, as a coach, more than most coaches in the league.
And he puts a lot of faith in his team. You know, he goes for it a lot of times on fourth down, putting the faith in his guys to get it done. Like, you see it constantly. Oh, it's fourth and three, fourth and four. Go for it.
He's very aggressive. He's
going to do it.
As a player, seeing your coach take the responsibility of those actions that have happened, do you not think that makes them buy into the person that they're playing?
100%. 100%.
And so I think with the culture the Lions have right now is, you know, God, wouldn't any team want to be like the Lions at this moment? I mean, truly, granted, after losing the Bucks, maybe not. But
well, and they're 1-1. The Vikes are 2-0, so everybody wants to be a Vikes.
Everyone wants to be a
Vikes. But you saw what it also did for the city of Detroit last season in the playoffs.
It's a great story.
Like, you see how they all came around together throughout that whole season leading up to that point. You could see it each week that it was growing. Yeah. And the city was getting around
there. There was a ton of excitement there. Mm-hmm.
And as a NFC North, you know, go Vikings kind of guy, it's actually kind of cool seeing Lions actually do something.
Right.
So you can't hate on that.
I gave him last year. Now I'm done with him.
No, you give him one shot. Give him one year. That's
it. 1 year, you know, you're in the Vikings. And it helps the Vikings that now all the teams in the North are 1-1.
Correct.
And the Vikings are also 2-0 in the conference. So later on tiebreakers, that's going to be a huge advantage.
Sure, 100%. For sure. Also 2-0, the Buccaneers are now 2-0.
They are. Your team.
They're going to win the South.
Another one of Tyler's random fan team.
No, yeah. I'm not a fan of them. No. I'm not a Buccaneers fan. It's just the Vikes and Chargers, homie. That's it. It's capped. I have two teams in each league. That's it. That's how that works.
But Godwin had a nice game, you know. Yeah. Like I was saying, I think last week, you know, when teams play zone, that's when Godwin, fantasy people, that's where you come into this. Godwin, if they play zone, man-to-man Evans. So if you're deciding on your pick, that's the way to go.
I don't hate that. I mean, he just ran. He had 117 yards. It's crazy.
What concerns me is
the running back situation in Tampa. Like, Rashad White's fine, but when Baker Mayfield outrushes you,
yeah, that's a problem.
I mean, as someone who plays fantasy and drafting Rashad White, it drove me nuts. Anywho, they may have to figure that out. But as they're winning games, they're 2-0. I guess it really didn't matter. Truly. So see what happens coming forward.
They do need to fix that, though.
The run game.
Later on.
We saw that with Alex Madison.
Anyhow. I mean, it's more for the end of the games when you need to run out that clock. 100%. I mean, that's when the running game is the most crucial.
Yeah.
You know, for a team like that.
Or to set up something else, though, too. You need to establish the run early. I'm a big believer in that. But it's like, if it's not working, it's hard to bring around the rest of the game. So it's great that they won. It's something to see. They're still 2-0.
It was a good game. It was fun. It was fun to watch, you know?
2-0. Moving on to another team that's 2-0. The Bengals traveling to Kansas City. Kansas City snuck away with one. They did sneak away with it.
I got a hot take for the end of that game, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Well, let's get on the edge of my seat.
You might as well.
Just keep it going.
Leave the horse to water. Man. Let's drink.
So that pass interference call on that fourth down, I think if you reverse the roles, and I'm not talking about the teams, I'm saying if that receiver is going over the top of that defender, I don't think they throw that flag. So why are you going to throw it for the defense when he's also going to play the ball? He just got there first.
Yeah, that's a tough call. Because on Twitter, I actually threw that out there. I wanted to see an example of exactly what you said of like a receiver going over the top of the defender to knock down the ball. I couldn't find any particular in myself to find it. But yeah, that's a tough call. Even though I do think it was pass interference, he got there a little early.
He got there a little reckless. I think if there was less obvious contact, I don't think they throw it, even though he did get there early. But I mean, that's also got to be on him. Like, hey, you know, you can't take a flag right there.
Yeah.
Fourth down.
It's part of the NFL script.
That's a hot take in itself.
I mean, it's true. I think that might be one of the hardest things to do as a referee is actually call something like that.
In that moment.
That moment, at that time.
It's really hard too. And if
any other person who watches football is put in that scenario where, like, hey, what do you do here with all the pressure and all the people watching you? You're going to get flack no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Right.
And with the contact that was made before the ball got there, I think
it's got to draw a flag.
You have to call that.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl a few number of times. True. The script. So, anywho, I'm kind of PO'd because I called the Bengals to beat the Chiefs this week.
Sure did.
And for the whole week, I was like, was this the right decision? Was this the right decision? Was this the right decision? And watching the game, I was like, it was the right decision. No, it wasn't. It ultimately didn't end up happening.
I mean, Joe Burrow just hasn't looked the same either.
No, because he needs to get rid of the bleach blonde hair. I think that might be hurting him.
I think he looks healthy, actually. Like, you know, maybe not fully back to where he was. It was a pretty competitive game.
I think he's getting there, though. I think he looked better than I planned on, especially in playing in Kansas City. I know I tend to go for the home teams, but, like, playing at another team seems tough, man. In the NFL, it's loud in there.
Unless
you're going to Carolina, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's, like, 10 people.
It's too quiet.
There's like 10 people.
Yeah.
Back to COVID football.
Everybody's hearing your hot calls and your audibles and stuff pretty clearly. But playing in Kansas City is just tough. So I think I'm okay with Joe Burrow's play this week. I think he did do enough to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things, man, that it comes to the end of the game and – it always comes down to it, the final drive.
You don't want Patrick Mahomes with the ball.
No.
And the last drive.
No, that's what I mean.
And he had, his second lowest career passing yardage at 151.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's going to be really interesting moving forward is other defensive coordinators looking at that tape
100%.
And seeing what the Bengals did to contain the Chiefs, really, to 151 yards passing, which rarely ever happens. So I think moving forward, it'll be really interesting.
But you're right. You can't put the ball in Mahomes' hands. There's way too much time left for him to slice and dice Kirk Cousins-ish last night.
Being able to extend the play.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
Make something happen.
He's the best at it. He's still the number one quarterback in the league, in my opinion. I think Lamar Jackson is good, but Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. He's light years. He's just better. He wins. He's a winner. He just figures out a way to win. Every time I think he's going to lose, it just doesn't happen. I don't understand.
He just doesn't make the mistakes in those times where you can't make that mistake.
He just keeps his composure.
You don't like that?
You don't see it on his face.
In the play, he does. He'll, like, freak out or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, like, immediately, next play.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, he's always ready for the next play.
And it's like whatever happened, he can't get it back. So it's like, why stay mad at it? It's like he's like, all right, lock in. Next play.
So I do want to bring up quick that the Bengals are 0-2 right now. They shouldn't have lost, on paper anyway. They shouldn't have lost last week to New England. Now you go to Kansas City and lose. You got a home game against Washington, and then you go to Carolina. Those should be two wins. If they lose one of those games, I'm down on the Bengals for the rest of the season. I know it's early and things can change.
Yeah, but those two games, I think, are those games, the bounce back games they need.
But if you're 1-3, it's super unlikely you're going to do enough to make the playoffs by the end of the year, especially in a tough division like that.
Do you think the Bengals will lose the next two games?
Which game would they lose?
Washington.
Why? What did Jane Daniels do?
Hey, This could be his coming out party now. You never know. You never know. True. Washington's 0-2 as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
No, they're 1-1.
They won on seven field goals.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Which is disgusting.
That is absolutely disgusting. But again, as we were saying, a win is a win.
Hey, a win's a win, though.
Your offense is getting you close enough that you can at least get points.
So,
I don't know. The Bengals.
And it's Monday night.
The Bengals truly should take their put their hat on and be like, you know, we actually competed with the Chiefs. The season ain't over.
Yep.
And I think they can ride off that. We saw that when they played the Rams in the Super Bowl. They're not done yet, especially with the receivers that they have. They will win these two games.
But they have to.
They will.
There's must wins for them.
They will.
They get T. Higgins back here shortly.
Correct.
But I think one of the biggest is they don't have Joe Mixon anymore. They don't have a rushing game. That was huge.
They don't have a rushing game.
I think that if that's where
that might be where they're lacking.
That's where I think they are struggling.
They're pretty heavy. I think as a team, they only rushed for like 74 rushing yards. I was trying to get back to
it. But Zach Moss ran for 34 and Chase Brown ran for 31, but only on four attempts. So why not feed Chase Brown? But you keep Zach Moss kind of going as a vet.
Yeah, 12 for
Chase
34.
Brown, he's younger, right?
Rookie, yeah.
Okay, he's out of Illinois, I think.
You are correct. Look at you doing your research.
No, it's just Big Ten football.
That's pretty much
Big Ten and SEC, I know. ACC, don't even ask me. I don't even know. But, yeah.
Cool.
I want to wrap that. We got to keep it going. So this week, Jake, I know you're watching, did pull up the caboose at 1-4 on the week, but he will be back this season to redeem himself. And he did give me his picks for this week as well, as we're going to keep track of all of our guest picks throughout the season. I just think it'll be fun and just see where we all stack up. Next up would be Rob and Matt. Both went 2-3 on the week. Matt's real salty about the Bengals Chiefs. Yeah. And then your boy went 3-2. But I'll take
what
it.
What was the game?
Win's a win.
What's that?
What was the main game that you had different than us?
The main game that I had different than you?
I totally forgot.
I don't know. You didn't pick Vikes. That was a big L for you.
Oh, yeah, that was the one.
Yeah, that was a big L for you.
That was the difference.
Mm-hmm. I should have went Bills. But anyway, moving on. On the season now, Rob and I are tied for the lead at 6-4. Jake drops to 4-6. And Matt, unfortunately, did not have his week one predictions. So for all we know, he went 5-0. But on paper here, he did not. So on the season right now, Matt's 2-3.
We'll just double it. You're 4-6.
Hold up. Tyler, you've only won two games. That was two games last week.
Uh-oh.
That is not 3-2.
Oh, whoa. I did mess up.
See, let's take him off his pedestal real quick.
I did mess up. I'm 2-3.
You're 2-3. Get
I'm
back.
I'm 2-3.
See,
someone's
Rob,
still
we're
still leader
fine.
In the clubhouse over here.
He's trying to cheat.
He's leading. Whoa. I didn't even see that. Good thing I succeeded at math in high school. Rob is leading at 6-4, and I'm actually, 5-5 right now. That's what it is.
So
snap, good catch. One.
I'm here to make sure that everything's followed. The rules
Thanks,
are.
Coach.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, what am I looking at? Yeah, wow. So Rob's leading right now at 6-4. 6-4. With that, we're gonna move on from that. Go right into tent talk. All right, and right away to start off the tent talk. Excuse me. We're gonna go right into the injuries. First off, CMC actually now to IR officially, eyeing up a week 6 return. Mason still rushed for 100 yards, but he's electric. You need him out there. Justin Herbert, x-ray was negative. He got rolled up on. They were worried about maybe more than like a high ankle sprain or something crazy. He's looking good. He's questionable coming into this week. We'll see. Jay Jettas of the Vikings, Justin Jefferson, for those who don't know Jettas like we do.
Yeah,
my best friend.
He should be good for week 3. He had a little quad problem.
Dead leg.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he took a knee right into
Okay.
So.
All right. So, but he should be, he said he should be good for week 3 himself. So we'll see. Pacheco, I believe, will be hitting IR if he's not already.
Broken fibula?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Just not good.
6 to 8 weeks, it looked like.
That's not good. Not only are you missing a guy that's good at rushing, obviously, but also an electric player, but you're missing a guy who's good for the sideline. Like, his energy is just infectious in a positive way.
Goodbye.
So, yeah. He'll still be there, just not suited up, which will still feel weird.
So does that mean that's the return of Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Or is that...
He's hurt.
He's still hurt.
So it's Sam, starts with a P. I can't think of his last name. P. He was with the Bengals.
Samaje Perine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's starting right now.
Hard name to say.
And then Hunt. I don't know.
Yeah, go for it.
Hunt signed with the practice squad, Kareem Hunt. So he's back in KC.
And how long is that going to take for him to adjust to that Kansas City offense? Or is it still relevant enough for him to make a viable, like, comeback?
I don't know if he'll have any touches this week, but he will next week.
Yeah.
To me, I think.
I don't even know if he's going to be on the roster this week, but yeah, you know.
Correct.
But I'm assuming that's the same verbiage, same concept. He's been in the Andy Reid offense before. So, you know, right? But it's whether he's in football shape is my biggest concern. You know, Jamar Chase or Brandon Ayuk not being in football shape. I mean, that's showing.
Yeah. Sure. Are we worried at all about Kansas City having to win games or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Correct. So.
So there's that. Jermaine Johnson, end for the Jets, tears his Achilles. Reddick is still a no-show at the moment, unless that's changed today and anybody else has heard. But,
and Mobley got carted off, too.
Yeah.
Just, the other linebacker. So.
It's just not good for a Jets defense that already hasn't looked good this year to start
they
the season.
Really.
And now you're losing your key pieces to that defense that's supposed to be top five. Not looking good for the Jets.
No, I
know. Not looking good for the Jets.
Yeah, that hurts when you start losing players, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, injuries hurt, and I mean,
that's the NFL.
Yeah.
And everyone gets hurt at some point.
It's also the definition of an injury, right? It hurts.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just kidding.
Nice. That's a good joke. There you go.
Thanks,
I
Mr.
got
Webster.
One back. All right. Yeah. Woohoo. All right. AJ Brown also expected to miss a couple weeks. That hurts a little bit. He also missed this week,
he did. Yep.
Yeah.
He did.
So. Not
and
ideal.
It showed for in that Philly's offense that
100%.
They miss him a ton.
For sure. Just another guy to draw coverage. If he's not getting the ball, he's still drawing coverage to him. Yeah, you know
exactly.
What I mean? It all matters. We need TJ Hockenson. Debo out a couple weeks with a little calf injury. Yeah, that sucks. Without him and CMC, like without one or the other, you can still
get
by.
And then Ayuk not being in shape.
But you need him.
Yeah.
There's that. It's, you know, Kittle looked good.
Kittle looked fine.
You know, good for him.
I think they'll still be a threat, and you don't take anything off.
They're one of the top NFC teams.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, they'll no matter what for me, their defense can carry them.
Fred Warner
is
put
a missile.
Put him on the team on his back.
HOF right there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jeez,
no doubt. No doubter. Let's see. Cooper Kupp. Did he go to IR for sure? I think, but anyway, he's got an ankle issue.
I don't think they officially IR'd him yet, but word on the street is that's where he's going.
Yeah, yeah.
What a hit for the Rams, though. I mean, Puka's out the week prior.
They just keep taking
Kupp takes a hit. Yep.
Kupp's been...
Come out, get smacked by the Cardinals.
And then
Kupp's been like this the last couple of years now, though.
Correct.
But it's like...
Gotta stay healthy. Yeah,
he can't stay on the field.
Now boy, Tyler Johnson.
Tyler Johnson's just gonna carry it.
Getting the spell.
Took the words right out of your mouth.
But, yeah. DeForest Buckner for the Colts to IR as well. Another loss to a team that can't be losing any pieces right now as they look to bounce back. Now, Tua to IR. This is a little bit interesting. He's not retiring. He's already came out and said, I'm not retiring. At what point, though, should you consider it?
Right now.
If you're Tua.
Even though he said it right now.
Right now.
Dude.
Right now. And you have kids, right?
I got kids. Like, if you want to... be able to function, take care of them, even recognize them at this point now, how many shots he's taken to the head. Like, dude, you need to walk away. Mm. You're already set for life.
Which is true financially if he's taking care of his money.
Like, he's already got that injury guarantee in his contract. Like, dude, just walk away. What are you playing for now right now?
Love of the
Super
game.
Bowls.
Love of the game.
Love of the game. Super Bowl. Maybe
how much
if he
the
gets
love,
the one, maybe he'd call it then.
How much does the love of the game overtake a love of your family, though?
Or the rest of your life.
Yeah. Or the rest of your life. Like, you're not going to be able to play football your entire life. Like,
it's a tough call.
Maybe right now is the time.
It's a tough call, and who are we to say?
Yeah, I think it's his call.
It's 100% his call. We could say whatever we want, but...
And maybe that's, I wonder if that's what his wife and his family's told him, like, it's your call, if you want to call it a quits or not, but.
But I think, I know you don't want to say that you want to force him to, but, like, you got to kind of put the pressure on him, like, if you're his family, like, dude, we want you around. Like, not just physically, but mentally.
Sure.
Like, we want you around.
Sure.
And that was a really interesting play. He was diving for the first down. Do you see who hit him?
I didn't see who hit
DeMar.
Him.
Yeah, DeMar Hamlin.
DeMar Hamlin for the Bills.
Funny, but it is ironic.
It's ironic, you know, that he had the same thing happen to him last year.
But Tua did lead with his head, if I
He did.
He should be sliding.
He did. But he had the first down already. That's field awareness, but he was trying to make a play. You can't blame a guy for trying to make a play.
No,
players can't. Man. Yep. Sometimes players you can, and you can't take it out of them. So.
Yeah, play. That's why he's coming back. Get into a little bit of news. Bryce Young, probably the biggest news, getting benched in favor of Andy Dalton.
Crazy.
I think he should have been on the bench his entire rookie year.
I agree with that.
Sure. Not starting out of the gate. Sure.
He did not have the pieces involved to have a successful season.
Do we
They set him up for failure.
Do you think Bryce Young can still be a quarterback in the NFL? A starting quarterback in the NFL?
Not a starting quarterback. I don't think so.
I think he could be becoming a Nick Foles.
I think he could be maybe a decent running back.
Oh, you're thinking of changing position.
Wow.
He could make
that's
a change.
Hot take right hot there. Take.
Bryce Young as a running back.
Yeah, I'm more wondering.
He's still an athlete. Yeah. You're still an athlete.
He's an athlete.
NFL, right?
Does this ruin him? Benching him, does this ruin him?
No.
No.
I don't think so. Yes, he's got to go to a different team.
Yeah, he's
got to
get out of
Carolina.
So you
demand a trade if you're Bryce Young right now?
No.
No, he's got what, 2 years left?
I think so.
Three, including this year?
Yeah,
I think you got to chill, learn whatever you can, whatever Andy Dalton's going to give you, and move on at that point and see who's going to take a shot that might need a quarterback that might be looking for a veteran, but at least a new face in their building.
And I think the locker
which could be the Jaguars.
The locker room needed something changed in that Panthers, you know, with $1.80 for tickets getting sold last week and the whole stadium, they're already burned everything like that. So like I think the Andy Dalton move was good, but it's just really tough that I think he's probably going to be I'd demand a trade if I was him if I'm not starting. You know,
can you do that as a second year player? Really?
Yes.
A second year. Was he first round or first overall?
Yes.
Technically,
mm-hmm. They gave up the farm overall for him. Mm-hmm.
Can you really demand a trade like crap in the bed
this early in your career?
Or they just be like, dude, just go sit down on the bench like we told you to do.
Which
is bogus, but
yeah.
What you should do with him is now that they have Andy Dalton, which is it's a veteran move. Just let Bryce sit for a year. Let him learn. Bring him back around. Just like, hey, there's potential. We're just going to take the L. We're going to bring in some pieces to help you out, kind of like what they did with Caleb Williams at the Bears. They brought in a bunch of pieces. Granted, it's not helping.
Brought in the wrong pieces.
Correct.
In my book.
I think I don't. Let's just not toss it out the window with Bryce Young. There's still time with him, and Carolina's just kind of a organization.
Dumpster
you know?
Fire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's back to the main point. I think is it more the organization? This is 7 years in a row.
Look at their owner.
The ownership and that they have been struggling. They built up the offensive line this year to help protect him. They're still lacking some speed
and
threats outside. They have Brooks, the rookie. He's injured right now, but they drafted him thinking that he's going to be somebody. They didn't know he was going to get injured, you know, even though I think he's probably injured in college.
He came out of his senior year of college with that ACL injury.
Yep.
And
yeah,
then they're waiting to bring him in.
Yep.
But you know, they're not winning games right now. It is what it is. Just give him the time to rest. There's no point pushing him and having that experience. Just get him to learn, follow behind Andy Dalton, who's actually had some success in Cincinnati.
So what they should have done last
with
year
what
is what
last,
saying,
correct.
You know?
What the Vikings are doing with Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy.
Well, there's rumors floating around, but Sam Darnold's starting week one no matter what.
He
with
was.
How he's played, yeah. he, J.J. would not be starting right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, 100%.
Anywho.
Another quarterback that we didn't really touch on last week that we should have, Dak Prescott signing that brand-new deal, 4 years, $240 million.
Chump change. What do you do with that 240?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Options are endless. But other than buying Jerry Jones' yacht, that's more than that. But is that something that Dallas had to do, knowing that your head coach is on the last year of his deal? You might go in a new direction there for all you know. Didn't look good this week, but again, he signed the contract before this week, so take that out of the equation. Was Dak worth that money? Again,
no.
Not thinking about the Dallas Saints game this week, right? But going forward.
He hasn't won yet a playoff game.
So what do you do? What's your other option? And if you say no.
Well, I mean, what they should have done is at least had some sort of viable backup.
Trey Lance.
I mean, no, not an no. option. And we, I like Trey Lance, but
I mean, it's easy to say not to
they
sign
should have
him.
At least,
then...
No, they should have at least drafted someone earlier, like, say, what Green Bay did with Jordan Love, sat him for a while. What they did with Aaron Rodgers,
but,
sat
and,
him
and,
for
but
a while.
But that's the hard part with Dak Prescott is he's done enough in the regular season to keep getting the
he just
to
can't
get a
get
deal
you over.
Sure.
And how much can you reward, quote-unquote, failure?
Has he really failed, though?
True.
I mean.
But it's like poker. Chip in a chair, you're still in it.
Yeah, and they won games. Player,
they've won games, but they can't win it when it matters
pump,
the most.
I agree with that.
And they're drafting in the late 20s, and there's what there's I mean, most drafts.
Maybe and he wasn't there at that
he's
time.
Not even
and Bo
Nix
has zero
far.
Touchdowns for four picks right now.
You know, so that,
I mean,
it's a tough balance trying to find that
what
guy.
You, yeah,
but like, yeah, maybe this year's draft, next year's draft isn't the draft to do it.
Well, there's the quarterbacks this year are not. The next year are not that great.
That's what
three
I mean. It's not the probably not the year to do it. So you sign him to a 4-year deal, but at some point they got to. At some point, if Dak doesn't get you through those 2 years, I agree, it's time to move on.
Because if he didn't get signed, how much would he have made in free agency? That would have probably been the biggest.
That would have been the
Kirk?
Biggest
correct.
Story of.
I mean, he's already the highest paid.
Yeah, but imagine but, as but a
imagine,
free
yeah,
agent.
Correct.
That's, it would have been a bidding war.
It would have been a bidding war.
I don't know
war.
Between who, but. Yet right now, but it would have been a bidding war. It's an interesting thought. I would be curious how he would do on a different team.
Yeah,
but
good
so
for
yeah,
him. Good.
There's that.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Dak.
Yeah,
get your
way
money.
To, way
you
to
can.
Make your money.
Yeah, hey, he got his money. He got his money, and he gets to stay where he's living right now. Tyler Huntley, we already mentioned him. So that really wraps up our news for the week, and we'll just head right into Bonehead Move of the Week.
Genius.
And for week 3 Bonehead Move of the Week, technically it's for week 2, but this is our week 3 episode. It's actually a Packer player. Funny
I'm
enough.
I'm excited now. I'm super enough, excited to hear this.
Funny enough, so Malik Willis comes off the field, and Matt LaFleur is kind of upset with him. He's like, dude, why didn't you throw the ball right there? And he's like, I couldn't because Josh Myers is the Packer center. Threw up right on top of the ball.
Oh,
right before
yeah.
he snapped the ball. Right
yeah.
before he snapped the ball. Now, I'll give Josh a little bit of credit. He's not a complete bonehead if he's sick or something. He's still out there playing.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, homie.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And it was literally right before he snapped. And if you move your head to do it over here, it's probably a false start, right? So he did what he had to do.
Discipline.
But,
discipline.
But, oh, my God. I like, if I get there. The ball and it's, you could see Malik, he got the ball and then kind of was like, looked at it real quick as he's trying to look at the receivers and wipe his hand off and then just decide to keep it.
That's where we need the graphic right there, that replay of that. To
oh,
see that.
My God.
There was a comment in LaFleur's press conference where it was like, the official's like, yeah, I saw him throw up. Do you want me to stop play next time? And he's like, yes. Like,
Yeah.
What is what? The ruling on that? I mean,
I wonder what that would be. Can you?
You can.
To wipe off the ball, I would imagine.
I mean, there was,
dude,
there was
would you call
there
it
was
a
that
medical
high school,
timeout?
There was a high school game like 3 years ago where it was, I think it was Hamilton High School against whatever. They were down 21 points with a minute left in the game. And the quarterback specifically threw up on the ball himself. They came back and won that game under a minute and scored 3 touchdowns. But they didn't stop the game. It sounds like you can throw up on the ball.
Quitman timeout.
Now we know.
Maybe.
Now we know.
Timeout. I mean, that's the only thing I can come up on. The ball. Okay.
Now we know. I don't think I would use it as an advantage.
I don't think there is an advantage to
no,
it.
No, probably not. But, no. Yeah, now we know.
Yeah, cool.
Bonehead move.
Congratulations.
Of the week. Josh Myers. Good on the Packers. And to start off, it says week 5. Wow, why did I put that in? Oh, next week's 5-game slate. I just can't read or do math tonight, I guess.
Bucky.
So anyway, let's just start it off.
How is that any different than any other normal day?
Whoop. He does not know me personally. Let's just make that clear. First game, Texans at the Minnesota Vikings. Matt, why don't you take us away? Where's
fired
your chain,
up.
By the way? He brought his chain to knock on wood. He's supposed to wear it. I forgot to bring it up.
I wasn't going
to
wear it the whole time, but this is
this is
the chain.
I would have made him wear it the whole time.
I got it from Home Depot.
Why do you sound so sad saying that? I got it from Home Depot.
Because I made it myself. Well, here's the thing. When you never know where you're watching the game. People like to talk about the Vikings. Or they're going to miss a field goal. Or someone's going to do this. Or someone's going to do that. drives me nuts. So here's the chain. It's a piece of trim. There's some bite marks in it, if you can tell.
Where are the bite marks from your dog?
My own mouth.
Oh, boy. It was like the same.
Is that hard to be a Vikings fan?
The thing has seen some years. I love it. I wear it.
All right.
I wear it every game. I also wear a purple Vikings sock.
Would you wear it to a game?
100%.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I want to see that.
And I wear a sock on my right foot because our kicker is right-footed. So it's just there's some energy there, hopefully. Anywho, we don't need to go on how crazy I am about this team.
Sunday morning, he did have a Viking sock on his right foot only.
And it was at like 9 a.m. Anywho, we go into this Vikings-Texans game. I think the Vikings take it. Whether it me being a Vikings fan or just superstitious and not putting any energy out there, that last Texans game, I felt like they played okay. I don't think it scared me as much as the 49ers did going in here into week two. Joe Mixon kind of concerns me, Tank Dell, Diggs coming to play against his old team. You never know what's going to happen, especially after the comments that was made in the offseason about kind of how the Vikings did him dirty or whatnot. CJ Stroud's in his sophomore year. You never know what you're going to get out of a sophomore year quarterback. He hasn't done anything that concerns me that aspect of it.
Yeah.
But when we break it down with Flores' defense, Sam Darnold being a top 10 quarterback, and I'm going to sit on that. Aaron Jones actually playing pretty well, minus the fumble on the end zone. Naylor coming out, JJ coming out. I don't see the Texans taking us in that. So, Skol Vikings, let's go. Knock on wood.
Let's go to the bowl.
Anything.
Close game, blowout. How are you feeling?
10 points.
10 points. That's blowout in the NFL almost. Yeah.
10 points.
Yeah.
So,
Ben. Texans
right,
at
so,
Vikings.
Oh, this is really a good one. Here, let's go.
Kind of the same thing you were saying. The Texans, like, they didn't look as good as you thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Stroud, sophomore quarterback. I think this is a big testing game for him.
Sure.
Especially considering what the Vikings did against the 49ers, Brian Flores' defense. Like, what can he do? Diggs coming back to play against the Vikings. I think the Texans are going to do it just to have, you know, see what they can prove. I mean, it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be decided by a field goal.
Okay. Mm. A close one.
For the good side. Purple?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a Texans.
Yeah. Whoa.
Texans
Classic Packers fan. No big deal.
Unbelievable. Rob.
I'm going Vikings this
time. Yeah, you are.
I'm going through. I think if Joe Mixon being banged up is going to be the difference maker, and Flores is mixing up the offense, Texans they played the Bears defense. Bears got a good defense. So
they do. Yeah.
I'm not fully saying that they just looked all right. That's the best thing I think about the Bears is their defense. So Nico Collins is the one guy. He's their best receiver by far. Tank Dell actually struggled last week. He had a few drops.
Diggs, he'll bounce back. Tank will bounce
Diggs
back.
Is that nice little middle. He's like almost their tight end because they're barely even throwing it to Ferguson, I believe, is there. Not Ferguson, but
Schultz, former Cowboys.
Former Cowboy. But the Texas defense, they're legit too. You know, they brought five people against Caleb Williams all last week, blitzed 47% of the time. So we'll see if they come after Sam Darnold like that. But I think the Vikings just defensively will confuse CJ Stroud enough to make the difference, but I think it's going to be down to the end. It's going to be a really close game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vikes aren't losing at home. The Vikes are up two. Their Vikes are 2-0. At home, that place is going to be rocking. It's not going to happen. Let me knock on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Does anyone else
fire up?
Here, like, give me a little piece.
He might need it for the Packers. But that might, actually,
I'm not letting
a
Packer. No, he can't touch it.
Yeah, good call.
No, get away. No.
Stay. But yeah.
Hey, whoa.
No way the Vikes are losing at home. Now, if they do, that sucks for me. But I'm fairly confident that's just not going to happen. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be a hard place for CJ to play this week.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
going
to be very hard to hear anything. Packers, Titans.
So I think this is going to be a winnable game for Green Bay. The Titans, you know, don't have Derrick Henry. That was a big part of their offense, you know.
Tony Pollard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they got Will Levis at quarterback, though.
though. They do.
And I mean,
that is still a
fact. He could almost be the bonehead of the week every week, the way he's been.
He might just make it.
Yeah. I thought that's where you were going with it, but.
I think, though, Malik's going to look a lot more comfortable. You know, they're probably going to run a few more, I don't want to say difficult plays, but more concepts than what he was running last week. Just getting him back into the flow of the game. Jacobs is going to look good again, I think. So I think Green Bay is going to win by 10.
Ooh, win by 10.
Okay. Matt.
Oh, I'm going now.
Yes, you are. Just like that.
Okay, so, I mean, I picked against the Packers last week, thinking that they would lose to the Colts. But they're losing again. Let's go.
Attaboy.
Packers are losing.
Packers are losing.
Malik Willis, their former Titan. Maybe they know what they got.
Revenge game.
Maybe. I mean, Mike Vrabel's not there. I just.
Which is a shame.
I am a biased.
That is a shame.
I'm a biased Vikings fan. I hope the Packers lose every week. Will they win? Maybe. Josh Jacobs, if they run him 40 times again, can we stop him? I don't know. But maybe Will Levis will show out. Maybe DeAndre Hopkins will catch a ball. Tony Pollard will run for 150 yards.
No.
Anything can happen.
No.
Skull Vikings, Skull Packers Vikes. Lose, go Titans?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
whatever. That was a mouthful.
I like it.
Yeah, Skull Vikes, of course. But the Packers will win this game. The Packers defense is going to be too much for the Titans. They do not have anything going on for them at all offensively right now. Pollard's a nice piece, but I like Spears too.
But he's hurt now.
Is he right now?
Yep.
Okay, well. Tajay, join the pod, buddy. But
you got time.
Yeah. But it's Packers all day for me in this one. That's not even a question. More than 10.
Oh, you're thinking blow up.
More than 10.
I think so.
I think.
Do you want to give a final score prediction?
Yeah, let's hear it.
24-10. Packers.
I can get behind that.
Titans only scoring 10. I'm going to the Titans at home.
That. Let's go.
I think after last week's tape, I think the Titans have to just bring everything they have on defense and just make Willis, you know, be the show and not let Jacobs, you know, run for over 100 and some yards.
I think that's the matchup is the two defenses. Which defense is going to play better?
Yeah, without mistakes. Calvin Ridley still, you know, he's probably the threat.
Amazing.
He had a great catch last week, you know. But it's all this Will Levis, I think, is the key factor to this game. If he, what do you have, three, how many interceptions? But he just
too
had
many.
Just bonehead plays that his coach got caught on camera going, what are you doing? So it's been, I just think that it's going to be a sloppy, low-scoring game that's going to be like 16-13, and I'm taking the Titans.
Let's go.
Taking the Titans. All right, well, that gets us to game three. Baltimore traveling to Dallas. Rob, I'm going to let you start with that one.
Well, it's really interesting. The Ravens are starting off 0-2, which probably nobody really thought that they were there. And they have a really tough schedule moving forward, too.
You want to know who's favorited?
For Vegas?
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Baltimore by 1 point.
Mm. And it's in Dallas, too.
Yep.
And, but it's really interesting. That Dallas team that, you know, showed out week one, and then they come up and play against the Saints, who had been starting games off just hot. And we'll talk about the Saints a little bit later.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go, I think the Cowboys are going to come out in a little revenge game. Like, I think they got embarrassed last week. I think Micah Parsons and that defense, he kind of called them out on his podcast earlier that it was all about attitude. And I think that it's going to be a different Cowboys team this week. They're not going to get horribly, you know, displayed like they did last week against a division rival. Well, actually, they're not a division rival, the Saints. So.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, I was blanking off there for a second. Yep. I'm going to go now, actually. I'm going to go Ravens. I think it's time for the Ravens to get their first win of the season. It's always hard to contain Lamar Jackson.
Except this year.
Right, but at some point it's going to change for the Ravens. I still believe they're one of the better teams in the AFC, and it's got to start somewhere. It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I picked all home teams, so this is just like a personal, like, can't do it.
Yeah.
Even though my gut's telling me Dallas, but my brain's like, nope, Ravens are going to do it. So I'm going Ravens.
Because we talked about with Jake when he was here, they had three new starting offensive linemen, and that's actually been one of their things that's failed. And then with Derrick Henry in the shotgun, he doesn't get that running start.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been okay, but
he hasn't been like King Henry like you,
yeah,
like you
before,
need him to
you
be.
Know?
Yeah.
And Zay Flowers, I don't feel like there's a receiver that they have that is a threat. Like, I don't think...
They have a bunch of number two receivers.
Agreed, and I don't
think...
Likely
looked great.
Yeah. Week one, what do you do last week?
But that was it. Right.
For 26.
Bateman has a couple catches here and there. Zay Flowers, same thing. Runs great routes.
I just don't think a defense scared of them. I don't think they're scared
Mark
of anybody
Andrews
going
has been
deep.
Non-existent.
You know? So, yeah. So, sorry
but gotta
about
it's got to flip at some point. It's got to flip at some point. Matt?
You know, it's kind of hard for me after losing to a Raiders team like that. But with the game that they put out against the Chiefs, you can't take them out of it. Yes, the Cowboys beat a kind of crummy Browns team, but you know,
still a tough defense to beat. Browns defense?
Sure. But then they go ahead and lose. The Cowboys go ahead and lose their next game. I think the Ravens take their first win. I truly do. I think Mike Zimmer's defense has some holes in it. Just because, again, as a Vikings fan, Mike Zimmer can go pound sand.
Just want to hate because
I hate. Hate to hate. Lamar Jackson ran for 122 week one, 46 week two. He's still a running threat. Do I think the Cowboys can contain him with Eric Kendricks and Micah Parsons and Diggs and whatnot, potentially. But go Ravens. I mean, I want the Cowboys can go.
Would you say the Ravens are the most underrated 0-2 team?
Minus what,
yes.
We have the Bengals, the Ravens, the Jaguars, and
but
there's one more.
I think the Bengals and the Ravens would probably be the cream of the crop of those.
Yeah, and I think the Ravens are better than the Bengals. So I think the Ravens get their win. I think they finally have a chance to run Derrick Henry a little bit more. Let's go. I think they got it.
Okay.
Fire up.
Nope.
No, I also got the Ravens. I think this is going to be, again, one of those testing games. You know, Ravens are 0-2. Where do you turn it around in your season? It's like you had said earlier, they got a tough schedule ahead.
Yeah.
Kind of the rest of the beginning of the season. Like,
I think that the Jets coming up. They have
you can't
friendly.
Let games slip away. You need to go out and dominate. You can't try to say, oh, we're going to make it a close game. We're going to make sure we're in this game. Like, no, you're going to go out and blow out your opponent.
They need a hot start. Is really
a hot start.
They need a
Derrick
hot start.
Henry to get to being the Derrick Henry he is.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you had mentioned it too, like running out of the shotgun, not getting that running start. I think the Ravens need to find a way to work that more in the offense, but not make it obvious like, oh yeah, we're running Derrick Henry because Lamar's under
There's
center.
That, right? Now you go under center. Now
so
big tell.
You need to start being able to figure out different concepts you can run out of that as well.
A little more under center, Lamar?
Not necessarily always under center, but something,
not always, but
something to give Henry's a more starting.
I got gotcha.
Starting get just
more yards to get going.
Yeah, just more yards to get going.
Yeah, just going quick. The next three games is Dallas, Buffalo, Cincinnati. In Dallas, at home, Buffalo, in Cincinnati.
That's a proving slate.
It's a proving slate. You have
it
to.
Is. It
if
does
you
get easier
go,
after that. I think Jacob mentioned in that last episode.
But
about
if you can get a couple, if you go 2-3, I'm sorry, 2-1 in those games at least, and it gets easier from there.
True. Yeah.
Pretty good.
I think for the Ravens to have more confidence, obviously to have more confidence, but just to be faithful in those next two games, they need to win here.
Mm. For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And this might define their season really. If they
100%. Could your own too.
100%.
And then you end up going to Buffalo, and the Buffalo's staying hot. I mean,
if you go 0-4,
yeah,
not gonna happen though. They're gonna beat the Cowboys this week.
All right, there we go.
So there you go.
They're back in
there
it.
There you go. Back in it. Bears traveling to Indianapolis this week. I'll start this one off, as you can already tell. I'm thinking
nervous. He's nervous.
I think the Colts offense is just not scary enough for me to be concerned. So I got to go Bears, even with the play of Caleb Williams, which was bad. I mean, those last two picks were just so bad. It's not even funny. He's got a week to correct it. He's still the number one overall pick so far right now. So I think he's going to bounce back a little bit this week, grow a little bit. But again, the Colts just aren't doing anything that scares me too much. And defensively, they just lost to DeForest Buckner. That's a big loss.
Big loss.
So I got Bears. I got Bears here. Rob, let's go back to you.
I'll fire off here. I'm going to actually go the Bears at, wait, it's at Indy.
It's at Indy. Right now, Indy's favored by one.
So actually, I'm going to flip it. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go with Bears still, just because I think that last week Caleb Williams got a little better, I think, at the line of scrimmage, understanding the concept of what they're trying to do against him a little bit more. Even though, you know, the Texans brought so much heat at him, I don't think that the Colts have that firepower that the Texans to bring that heat and still cover on the backside. So I think the Bears will establish against the Colts, and they're going to take it. It's going to be a tight one. You know,
yeah, it'll be tight.
Either way, but I'm just going to go with the Bears.
All right, done.
As much as I hate to say this, I'm also going with the Bears.
Oh, snap.
Oh, look at that true Packer fan there.
Ooh.
Mark that down, all you Packer fans. You hear this?
Their yeah, defense, right. I think, Great is just going to be too much for the Colts. I mean, Anthony Richardson didn't look that great against Green Bay this week. So going against that Bears defense, I think, is just going to be even worse.
Would you say the Bears defense is better than the Packers defense?
Ooh.
Yes.
That's tough.
Yes.
As a Packer fan, I want to hear the homer come out of you.
I mean, yes, but I think Green Bay is still growing on defense.
Okay.
So I think it'll come over the season.
Is it week one that scares you why they are not as good versus week two?
I don't know if I can really say week two was better just because of who we played.
Okay, you think the competition was lower?
I think the competition was lower, but I think it's going to give them confidence going forward.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see where it goes. But I think the Bears, their defense is just going to be too much for them. Jonathan Taylor is going to do his best. I'm going to have a hot take here and say the Bears defense still scores more points than their offense.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh, snap. Yep. Interesting. Yep.
Put that in Vegas.
All right. This one's hard for me.
The line is at one. So.
It is at one. It's a coin flip game. I think the Bears defense is really good. I truly think that there's something to mess around with. I just don't think their offense is that good. I think they have the weapons. I just don't think that Caleb Williams can drive the car, I guess, if that's what it is. Yet. I'm not saying he can't. Colts, yes, they're down, but I think the Colts win this game. I think Anthony Richardson comes out and actually it has that, you know, he had his game done. Move on, get better, play a better game. Jonathan Taylor, you already ran 100 yards. Cool, run another 100 yards. Michael Pittman, show out, get some more receptions. Yep. Cool.
Keenan Allen playing this week?
Maybe. And even that, can Caleb Williams throw him the ball? I don't know. Can it be there? Can it be on target? Can it not be in the arms of the defender?
Can it actually be out of his hands?
Correct. I think the Colts defense isn't as bad as what we think it is with DeForest Buckner being out.
Which is a huge loss.
Correct. I think they do have some weapons. EJ Speed's still pretty decent as a linebacker. I think we can create some sort of pressure. I'm not saying we as a Colts fan, as I'm picking them to win against the
Bears.
You're a Colts fan this week.
Yeah, and I've kind of always liked Jonathan Taylor. I think he's a good running back, and I think with Anthony Richardson coming off a game that he had with three interceptions, sure, let's just go out and not throw three interceptions again, and we beat the Bears. Yeah. Done. Yeah. I think it's close. I think it's a field goal. I think it may be one score. But I think the Colts finally come out and win the game again. NFC North, school Vikings.
Yeah, and I think Latua, their first round draft pick, is also injured too.
Yeah.
So they're kind of weak, you know.
It's fine.
A few players, but it's fine. Go with your heart.
I stand by it. I stand by it. Colts beat the Bears.
There it is. Colts beat the Bears. Last but not least, the Eagles traveling to New Orleans. You know what? I'll start this one.
Lucky.
I
don't know.
Oh, okay. Do you want to start this one, Rob?
I mean, I don't want to be. I don't want to give you all my knowledge, and then you just follow me.
That's what I steal is your knowledge.
You're stealing tapes, yeah.
So I'll just go, so I don't steal your takes. But the Saints win this game. There's no way. There's no way they don't. They're going to be the surprise 3-0 team right now. The Eagles are good, not good enough. I didn't see enough from them last night. And honestly, Jalen Hurts is scaring me right now. He's not playing bad, but not good enough. And it's at home in New Orleans. That's a tough place to play. You know, I'm talking about the Vikes. U.S. Bank Stadium is going to be rocking. The Superdome is going to be rocking. Mm. They're 2-0, and they did not expect to be 2-0 right now. They're coming out 3-0.
Saints. What's the difference maker Saints for you?
Home field
just
advantage.
Just home field advantage?
For the Saints, in this game against the Eagles, coming off of a tough game. Their first game was a tough game, too. I don't think the Eagles are ready.
Okay.
I don't think they're ready
for Saints.
It.
Okay.
Wow. Full Saints on it. And I do not like the Saints.
What?
The old Viking in you. Okay. That's
that stadium's on top of my list, though, to go and experience their atmosphere. For sure. 100%. But, Rob.
Oh, you want to go back to me, huh?
Yep.
I am actually going to go. I really wanted to go to the Saints, but I just still think the Eagles are a better team. I think the Saints, they've started off hot. They've got ahead in games early, and they've kind of ridden it out. Kamara's been playing awesome. But I just think the Eagles, after last week, that I'm feeling the Eagles vibe this week. That's about it, you know? Sure.
Feeling the Eagles vibe.
Even though I'm not the biggest fan of them at
I'm not a fan of either team.
Honestly, when Kirk went down last week and threw that touchdown, every single NFL fan base
most likely
was super happy about it. So
most likely.
But I just got a feeling the Eagles. Philly. I think this is the week the Saints kind of come back to earth a little bit. You know, they started off hot against the Cowboys. I just think Eagles, you know, I just go on the Eagles.
And there's going to be a point where the Saints do come back to earth. I totally agree. It just won't be this week for me. And there'll be a surprise 3-0. Ben.
I'm actually also going to go with the Saints. I think, like you said, the Eagles just didn't show enough last night. The Falcons, they're not a horrible team. But I think they maybe were even surprised that they went and scored that, especially how they did. Because the Eagles then looked shocked, too. Like, oh, we thought we were, you know, the star-studded thing. Like, we just had the Falcons do that to us. So I think it might be a wake-up game for them. I think this could be a shootout. This could go either way, but I think the Saints do come out on top. Like you said, Kamara's been playing great. I think they're gonna ride him, and even just like quick screens, not just running them, but quick screens, just getting him the ball in space. I think that's going to be the difference maker for the Saints. Just getting Kamara in space.
For sure. Matt, what you got? Eagles at Saints.
This one's also really hard for me. I think with the Eagles play the last couple of weeks, they played a crap Packers team.
in Brazil.
In Brazil, Jalen Hurts ended up throwing 2 interceptions that game, which is the most he's probably thrown in a long time. Then you go into week 2. And he ends up throwing 1 interception for under 200 yards. He has to be the leader of that Eagles team. But then you take it on the other side, and then you've got the Saints, who have scored 40 points in their last 2 games, right? But you got the Panthers, and then you've got the Cowboys. The Cowboys looked decent week 1. So toss-up-wise, I think the Saints' offense is good with Kamara. I don't think Derek Carr. I don't think Olave. Taysom Hill hasn't done anything. Kamara is truly their viable piece. But I also think the Eagles have Jalen Hurts, who needs to step up his game. Saquon, A.J. Brown's out. So can Devontae Smith pick up the piece? I think this will be a low-scoring game.
Ooh, you're going low scoring versus a shootout.
Okay.
I hate both teams with a passion. But if he sold that I don't want to pick either team, can we do a loss for 0-0?
A tie? 0-0. I think someone tried that first week. I think Jake wanted a tie
in a game. Not going to work.
I think it will be low scoring. I think the Saints are going to be riding their coattails saying, hey, we're the best team in the league right now after a couple of years of being crap. Eagles, though, really need to figure it out. So do they step up or do they sit out? I'm still talking because I still haven't made a decision yet.
I was like, wait a minute, have you decided yet?
They're both. I don't think it's going to be that great of a game.
Go with Saquon Barkley. Saints haven't seen a run game like that.
Just to extend your decision, do you think the Eagles really miss Jason Kelce on that offense?
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. I don't think it has anything to do with the tush push. I think it has something to do with calling out your line scheme, your pass protection, your line schemes, who's coming, who's not coming, who's picking up, who are we doubling this guy? Are we moving up to the 100%. Second level here? I think Jason Kelce is smart enough to do that, and he had done that for many years. Also being undersized in the way he was. I'm still trying to decide whether or not the Eagles and the Saints, who's going to win the game.
Because that's all on Jalen Hurst's plate now. It really is.
And I don't trust Derek Carr to really keep this up. And I don't think the receiving threats that they have. I mean, Shaheed's played pretty well. Eagles win the game.
Attaboy.
Gross.
Eagles.
I know. It's tough.
I think it's low scoring. I think it's under 20 points. I think it's like a 14-13 game or a 17-14 game. I think it's going to come down to a field goal. And I think Elliott is a better kicker than...
Snap. He's getting to the kicker.
It's probably not Will Wirtz. I don't know who the kicker is.
This one is.
Going next level here on the banter of the boys at the Nordic Lodge.
I think it's gross. I thought the Falcons are a bad team and the Eagles lost to them.
Correct.
But I think the Saints came off the Panthers. They came off the Cowboys. Maybe, and again, the Cowboys probably should have won that game.
You're still trying to talk.
I haven't figured it out. Eagles. Let's go.
Eagles. All right. With that,
picks are in.
Matt finally made his pick.
It took a while. Sorry, guys. It took a while.
He just had to do all the math that I couldn't do earlier in the episode.
Like Sherlock Holmes did. It was all like over my head.
Yeah.
Everyone just was hanging on a cliffhanger, just waiting for the actual pick. You know?
Yeah, for sure. So with that, Ben, thanks for joining us this week.
Pleasure.
Back next week?
You know, TBD, but it's looking likely.
Good chance Ben's going to be back next week our Packer fan.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you. And then Matt, thanks for these 2 weeks.
Yeah, we
feel blessed to have had you.
Appreciate it.
I have a feeling we're going to see him later in the year.
We're hoping
to see him later in the season, absolutely.
Yeah, TBD, high school season's in full swing. It's getting to be a lot of work. We've got some couple good games that we really need to come out on. We're 2-1, so I think scheme-wise, I really got to buckle down. I appreciate you guys having me. I love talking sports, and I'm excited to maybe come back in the future, for sure.
So you'll be back on after the state tournament.
When
is the championship?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving weekend.
We'll see. We've got a long NFL season ahead of us.
Yes, we do. And like always, Rob, thanks for joining us. You help co-host the show and help edit and do everything as well with Kev. So Kev, also shout out. Don't forget Kev behind the scenes here that does everything for us. And our in-house studio, thanks, guests.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. With that, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banter, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We'll see you next week.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.